The new album from Aussie folk duo Luluk is quiet and contemplative with haunting melodies.
Flying over Chicago, bare trees line the white snow.
This week I spoke with band members Zoe Randall and Steve Hassett about their new album called Passerby, out July 15th.
Across the night in red and gold.
Can you tell me about the name of your group, Luluk? What does it mean? I tried Googling it and I couldn't find an answer in any sort of bird book or anything.
Well, it was sort of the product of just one of those conversations where you throw up a million band names. We actually ate at a cafe in Brooklyn that was called Luluk for a while, and we went back to Australia, and that was one word that I threw out there that I felt like we could just use. So we stole it.
I think the thing we liked about it is the way it lilts, and we felt like that was appropriate for our sound.
How do you two fit together musically? Zoe writes the lyrics. Do you also write the music? How do you work together? What's the collaboration like?
I start by writing the basis of the songs, and then I'll take those ideas to Steve. And Steve's very good. From the very beginning, when I first started showing him ideas, he was able to pinpoint problems or some aspect that perhaps wasn't being communicated clearly enough, and it would always be the thing that I would be struggling with.
While you're being very nice to me there, Zoe, I should say that I'm not always right about my edits, and sometimes I tell Zoe, oh, look, that one's just not working, and then maybe a few months later I'll hear Zoe playing it. I'm like, Zoe, what's that one again? That's the best one. Anyway, so I can get it wrong, totally. But yeah, and then once we've got the songs underway, then we look to record them. And I've got a bit of a technical side, so I record it and then mix it. And on this album, we've got a producer on board as well.
That producer is Aaron Dessner of the indie rock band The National. Where do we hear his influence?
I think actually the treatment that Aaron did to Without a Face, that's more distinctly a National type treatment. You know, there's a lot of percussion and layering. I remember sort of saying to myself, okay, just keep an open mind, because I didn't really know like how that type of treatment would work.
I imagine that can be almost a little scary. You two have worked together, you self-produced your first album, to then bring in someone from the outside who has their own ideas.
Oh, it's terrifying. And Steve and I are both very pedantic and very particular, and very fortunately have similar instinctive response to things. But we were very nervous about bringing someone else in. And actually, the fact that we met Aaron and connected with him personally so well was part of the reason that we were sort of more open to the idea of working with him. And yeah, it was seamless. He was fantastic.
You guys have covered songs by Nick Drake, and you were part of a tribute tour. And for those who don't know, Drake was a folk musician in the 60s and 70s, though his career really took off after he died, well after he died, when his song Pink Moon showed up in a Volkswagen commercial.
Zoe written on a Zoe say, Pink Moon is on his way.
What is the relationship between Nick Drake and the music you make now?
Pink Moon, the album, was given to me by a friend many years ago, and it was one of the records that really made me feel very drawn to the idea of songwriting. And it's something I'd been dabbling in, but I'd kind of gone to university and been a bit distracted by a few other things. And Dear Hamlin, actually our first album that we put out a few years ago, is very much along the same lines of Pink Moon, in that it's a mood piece and kind of, I guess, a gentle record. So we love that album and that artist.
Let's listen to the title track of your album, Passerby.
In this life, this passerby life, in this life, this passerby.
What do you mean by this passerby life?
Well, we all die. So, I mean, I have some understanding of death, as we all do. I grew up on a farm where I was exposed to a lot of death with animals, but also my father passed away some years ago now. So it's sort of born out of the knowledge you get through experiencing people you love's mortality and then obviously being confronted with your own.
This album, it's full of longing for home when you're far from it, for people who are no longer in your lives, moments in the past. Do you think of your music as sad?
No. No, it's fun. I mean, I don't know what writers, like, throughout the ages have not drawn inspiration from life, love, and death. You know, maybe there's a primacy put on joy in music and pop music or something like that, and that's fine. You know, that's great. We don't have to be that band.
Okay, so what's your jam? Like, what do you guys love when you're not listening to making your own music?
Well, Zoe's a huge punk music fan. I grew up sort of more on your psychedelic rock. And then we'd love a lot of the more mellow stuff, Paul Simon and Beatles and Beach Boys and all that sort of stuff. Mm. You know, Zoe grew up on a country farm, so punk music meant a lot to her about getting out of her environment there. But you can talk more about that, Zoe.
There was very little diversity of music available at that stage. There was no internet. And the radio station, local radio station, played the same songs, often within the same hour. I had the very good fortune of a babysitter when I was 12 years old who gave me a cassette tape that had the Ramones, the Clash, the Sex Pistols, Painters and Dockers, who are an Australian punk band. And I heard it, and in a small country town with conservative views and, I don't know, not quite fitting in, it was excellent music. I loved the attitude of it all, and I still love it.
I have to say, I grew up in a farm town in California, and I had a friend who gave me a cassette of punk rock that completely changed my life also.
Guardian angels, those people.
Zoe Randall and Steve Hassett of the band Luluk, their new album, Passerby, is out July 15th. Thanks for joining us.
A pleasure.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.